There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Hi.
This is 91.5 Medford,
mm-hmm.
As that guy just said.
He did, but he said it very quickly. There's no one I met for.
So next we're going to listen to It Ain't Me Babe, just sung by Joan Baez, but this song was one of the main sources of conflict in A Complete Unknown, whether Bobby Dylan wanted to play songs like this, whether he wanted to play rockier songs, whether he was cheating on his girlfriend with Joan Baez while he was singing song. Of course he was.
Of course he was. Was his girlfriend in the movie with the Fanning? Elle Fanning?
Yes, Elle Fanning.
She's so cutie. She reminds me of my sister a little bit.
That's true. She does kind of look like your sister.
Right?
Just a smidgen.
Right?
Just a smidgen.
Okay, just a smidgen. It's like something in the air of her.
It's close, but not really.
Not really.
But a smidgen.
Really.
Let's listen to it. Unless we have anything else to say. You never saw the movie, so it would be only me saying things about it. Afterwards, we can talk about Baby Girl, which I haven't seen, but you have seen.
I have seen. I don't know how much I'll have to say about it, but we'll see.
Go away from my window. Go at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one. Never weak, but always strong to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. Each time you fall. come each time you call. A lover for your life and nothing more, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
That was Joan Baez, and In a Complete Unknown. It may have as well been propaganda for her.
Yeah, it's a good song.
It's a good movie. Would you like to talk about Baby Girl?
I really don't know how much I can talk about it, aside from...
dance around the unfortunate realities of what we aren't allowed to say, according to the FCC.
Let's see. SEC. Yes,
FCC.
FCC.
The SEC, the Southeastern Conference. Yeah, so I was like, what? We're gonna have
like, who's looking?
O lineman with an NIL deal coming to bash us down for saying inappropriate things on the radio.
Let's see.
Or the Securities Exchange Commission. That would be
The Science and Engineering.
Oh yeah, we're right next door.
Sorry. The TT complex now. Hi, Isaac. Isaac's here
now.
We could talk about movies.
Well, we're already talking about movies.
Yeah, we could talk about movies more. I was just about to start talking about Baby Girl and how interesting it was of a film. And I really, really, really like Nicole Kidman, which is my draw to have to... which was my... which... she is the reason why I watched the film. If not, I wouldn't have watched it because I love her. And even though she's, you know, done many, many things to her face, she's still a great actress and I love her. And what else? Yeah. But I don't know, the movie, she likes things. She likes to do things. She likes to be told to do things. That's it. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Me and Isaac went to see Nosferatu last night. Your mic's not on.
Sorry. It's now on. We did.
Accompanied by Sean, who's not here, unfortunately.
No, he's not.
What did you think about it?
He's in Carm. I thought it was very good. And then...
should we be listening to scary music?
Maybe. Maybe a good call. Something gothic.
I don't
least.
Have any
play
anything to play it on. What do what,
on Rivendell?
What,
put
yeah,
look
scary
up goth.
Music?
Look up
scary
goth.
Music.
Just play Bauhaus. I don't know.
Oh yeah, some like.
Let's see if we got anything. It was a very interesting movie. I think there's something lost and something gained by making a silent film have words, because in the silent film, the emotions are so clear and the beats of the story are so clear. It's just such a simple story.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of movies of it that are like not silent films already. This is like the fifth one.
Yeah, because Herzog made one.
Yeah, well, and there's all the different Dracula movies are the same basic story. And there's a bunch of those. There's a Francis Coppola one, which I have not seen.
Oh, really?
I think that one was just a Dracula, right?
Yeah, that's just Dracula, but my point being, I think Dracula is the same umbrella. It's the same basic story.
Totally. The unfortunate real estate guy accidentally sells a house to death.
Sexy, ugly, dead guy.
Well, he was not sexy at all in the original.
Yeah, but there's still an element of, like...
He
possession,
wants,
control,
he wants like
something
mystery,
sexually, an undertone to it. Yeah.
So
that's always part of it.
So I honestly haven't even watched the trailer. I just know the actors in the film.
Do you know like the book Dracula? Like,
no,
the,
I don't. Okay. I know some of it, but I'm not like, I won't
fair,
know it off the
I've
top
not
of
read
my
that
head.
Book.
Yeah. What's the premise?
So a real estate guy accidentally sells a house in his city to a Transylvanian count.
Okay, so
whether
the
that's Count Bill Dracula,
Skarsgård.
Count Orlok, yes, Bill Skarsgård,
okay,
Bela Lugosi, Max Schreck in the original.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and in the contract for the house, he unwittingly signs over his wife as well.
Oh. I see.
Unfortunately.
Very unfortunate, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then the vampire comes to make good on the contract.
They gotta figure out how to kill the vampire.
Yep.
Okay. Cool.
And in each one, I think they do it in slightly different ways, but there's kind of variations on themes.
Interesting.
And sunlight is always the big one.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
And that he's, like, vampires are like zombies also. I don't think I realized that as a kid, vampires are dead guys. I thought they just turned into bats and bit people. But I did not realize they were dead guys until later.
Yeah. They pretty much are. Very much.
They and have live to long, live. Sleep in their home soil.
Yeah, but they're also, like, much more evolved than zombies when you think about it. Zombies just don't really...
Oh, definitely.
...do much. Vampires are very, very,
And they're often aristocrats, cognizant. You know, they have social status coming with them.
Right,
zombies
right.
are always, you know, nameless, just, a nameless yeah. horde.
I believe in the original Dracula, it said the vampires were stupid, and Dracula was able to become smart through, like, centuries, because Dracula's older than the 1800s,
yeah, yeah.
Like, as a concept, Vlad Tepes.
Yeah.
So he took him hundreds of years to even... consider to plan ahead to buy a house, stuff like that.
But he stayed alive that whole time, so he was.
Yeah, it must have been just chilling in the castle.
I guess, yeah.
Chilling in the
fortress.
A lot
of the time they would go a long time without anyone disturbing them. I think.
I mean, if anyone disturbs them, they're food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you like all that rats and smell of death and stuff, that's probably a pretty good gig. Like, if you're, like...
Being a vampire?
Not creeped out by that. Being a vampire? If you're, like...
And you gotta bite people, though.
Yeah, like, if you're not... I don't know. There's
yeah,
a give and
some
take.
Things some things for others, huh?
If you just, you know, if you just don't want to be bothered when those people... It's like, oh,
okay.
No, I just want to stay home. I just want to... Vampires would love Instagram Reels. TikTok.
TikTok is gonna get banned.
Any of these different mythological figures that would lay in waiting for like centuries before being awoken, now they have something they can be stimulated with while they wait.
Yeah.
Do you think Nosferatu would be sitting in his castle
Absolutely.
Posting like close up videos for like three yeah. views on
He would
TikTok?
Like not be able to get the audio to work, so it would be a video of him like moving
that,
his mouth, but there would be a completely
song.
Different audio.
It'd be what's that one song? It's that.
Well, I just whenever I think of Dracula, I just think of that one cartoon movie, the Hotel Transylvania,
yeah.
Which I forget that's Adam Sandler, but I really that's what I think of when I think of Dracula. Not a scary dude. My mind just goes to Adam.
Adam Sandler.
I have no
Adam Sandler.
Idea what song I was looking for, but
like
you know, the default you TikTok audio.
You went
to okay.
Is it the McDonald's or Burger King?
Nosferatu doing one of those like picking a starting five. Just like nodding his head left or right to see if he would take the 2016 Warriors and 96 Bulls head to head.
What's his top five all time?
He thinks MJ's the GOAT for sure. He was a real killer.
It'd be all old heads.
Actually, that's the other angle. Is he's like
JoJo
George
White.
Mikan is the greatest.
Now, as some sort of a evil zombie, he would be a Lakers fan for sure. That's not in dispute.
Transylvanian as well. He's got this like international like knows three basketball teams layer to it. Would definitely be Lakers fan or some random team that drafted a Romanian in the 80s.
Are there any Romanian basketball players
in the league? No,
we gotta look this up.
But there's definitely like, man, who's the greatest Romanian basketball player of all time? This is a tangent. We could research this. What
I don't know how
playing
to pronounce
right
his name.
What?
You could just write a paper on...
We have 7 more minutes of Bela Lugosi's Dead, so we can keep this rolling.
Sure, we can just...
We have nothing else to listen to after. I was thinking about putting on Abbey Road, but not married to the idea.
That's fair. I've been in a Beatles kick lately, which is...
Yeah.
It's kind of something that happens fairly often.
Often?
It's never that... They're never that far out of the rotation, really. Which is That's funny. True. I kind of assumed it would happen at some point, because they've... At least certain songs I've known, like, since fairly early childhood.
Yeah.
And yet they never really fall that far away. It's just different songs of theirs. But, like, there's always something.
Have you seen Across the Universe?
I have not seen it.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
One of Mia's favorite movies of all time.
One of.
Is it your favorite
movie? It's my favorite movie of all time. Yeah.
What would you put up against?
What's it competing
Pulp
against?
Pulp Fiction, maybe.
Imagine you're doing the filter.
Well, I was named after Mia.
Which one do you pick if you're doing the TikTok filter? You've got Pulp Fiction on one side.
It's because there's nostalgia with one, and then like
they're not both nostalgic. They're both old movies.
Yes, but like I grew up watching Across the Universe, and then Pulp Fiction, like I fell in love with when I was a teenager. And then realized that my parents named me after Mia Wallace, which is great, guys. Thank you for naming me after such a splendid woman.
That's a funny realization.
Yeah. No, they did. They were like, oh, we named you after her. I was like...
She's so cool.
She's awesome. And
also not any of the others.
No. Yeah. Pero no sé.
She's very cool.
I think those would be the fighting ones.
Google says that I don't think there's any Romanian NBA players right now, but there's a guy named George... Murishan, who's nicknamed the Giant, who's one of the top 2 tallest players to ever play in the NBA. He was 7'7".
Holy balls. That's tall.
Played for the Washington Bullets and the New Jersey Nets.
And he was
two
Romanian?
Teams that do not exist in that form anymore.
That both still exist.
But
the,
not in that
the Wizards
form.
And the...
Yeah, because Brooklyn and Wizards.
And Wizards. But what were we talking about before all of it?
Movies, Dracula.
Yeah, Nosferatu Dracula. Being an NBA fan.
He would. But yeah.
Watching that movie reminded me that I like gothic stuff. Like, I loved reading Frankenstein. I love that like, era of literature. Dorian Gray's not really the same vibe, but it's the same time period. Read that recently. Didn't, like, love it, but it was interesting.
My dad recorded an audiobook of Frankenstein, and it's out there in the world somewhere. That's you can buy it and listen to it in Spanish. It's, he did.
So is that like he'd read the whole thing and just changes the voices for each character? And
I'm pretty sure.
How do I find this? All I'm finding is El Gato Frankenstein in the animation.
What? Okay, hold on. Let me look it up. Let's see. Let me text him. I have his number.
All I'm seeing is a French animation.
Papi, ¿dónde está?
You might need to attach his name to it.
I did, El Gato.
That is going to get you Frankenstein's kid.
Let's send him a voice message. Hola, fa. Aquí en la radio. Solo queremos saber si de pronto por ahí tienes el audio del audiolibro que leíste en de Frankenstein.
It's not so important.
I'm curious now. No sabes. I'm curious now.
Well, perhaps we'll find out.
We'll probably find out. It could be on Apple, whatever. Might have to pay
it's
for it.
It's probably on the internet.
Yeah, it's there. It's out there. So you did a little Prince one too.
Not really any surprises in the NBA world today. The Hawks beat the Suns. That's the only...
Was that the only game?
That's not even that surprising.
No, it's not even that surprising. But other than that, the teams you'd expect to win won today. I mean, the Pelicans won, but they were playing the Bulls, and the Bulls are...
That's one of those games that I'm not going to remember happened in 3 minutes.
Absolutely. There's just so many games.
Exactly.
But I love them all, though. It's basketball.
I've read... so drastically many more box scores than games I've watched. Like, I have not... every year, I never watch that much regular season basketball, but I'm always, like, seeing what's happening.
Yeah, it's important to do that, even if you're not watching all the games. Well, I mean, no one can watch all the games. That's too much basketball.
My dad and I lost a lot of money today on soccer betting.
Real money?
No, fake.
Okay, good.
Real app money.
I got a little more excited and I heard there's a little bit of real money. That's a good story.
We lost 750 racks.
On what?
On football.
Like what games?
Like this, like soccer, like football.
Yeah, like what games? What bets?
Chelsea, the hold on. Let me check.
I didn't even realize there were games.
It was Liverpool, Nottingham Forest, and then Bournemouth.
There were
Chelsea.
Three ties today.
Dang, my dad doesn't believe in ties. He either believes that the Liverpool will win or that they will win. Same with the Chelsea and the and Brentford. Or no.
Nottingham City. Forest.
Or Man City, I think it was.
I don't know. I don't really care about soccer. Let's think about what we're going to listen to next. Because we're just looking at soccer on our phones now.
Which is
fine, but we can do that while we listen to a song.
If you're going to Colombia, you got to care about soccer.
What's the first song off Abbey Road that isn't Come Together? Something.
Yes.
Because I don't feel like listening to Come Together, to be honest.
No.
I've heard it plenty.
Because you were, like you were saying, Isaac, there's some songs that... of the Beatles, because I've known all the Beatles songs forever, and what you said is exactly correct. Different songs come and go. Some songs I've loved the whole time, like I've always had a soft spot for Rocky Raccoon. I know a lot of people hate that song.
That's a good
one. I was like a little kid, I didn't really like Work for Me, and then I was like 15 and I was like, this rules, and it stayed that way.
But you should really watch Across the Universe. It's a good one. It's like a love story told through Beatles songs. It's a cute one, Charlie, right? And I know you don't like musicals.
It's a pretty good movie.
Enjoyed it. You enjoyed it a little bit. Even just a little bit.
All right, we're going to listen to the Beatles now for a bit.
Bye.
Leave her now. is quizzical, studied metaphysical science in the home. Late nights all alone with a test tube. Oh, oh, oh. Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine, calls her on the phone. Can I take you out to the pictures, John? Back in school again, Maxwell plays the fool again. Teacher gets annoyed, wishing to avoid an unpleasant scene. She tells Max to stay when the class has gone away, so he waits behind. 50 times I must not be so oh, but when she turns her back on the boy, he creeps up from behind. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver.
Garden in the shade. swim about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me, no one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden with you.
Slow, nowhere to go. But oh, that magic Thank you. is equal to the love you make.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. She's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. My Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
Bad cat, here comes the talent. You made a baddest cat.
There ain't no bad cat.
Frank James, Jesse Gentile, Kid, and all the rest. These some bad cats way out in the west. Those cats could have dug me in my gangster ways. They would have hung up their guns, dug it to the graves, because I'm a gangster. A gangster of love.
Hi, we're getting out of here. This is Charlie. I'm with Mia and Isaac.
Peace.
You listen to Zenith's Go to Catch 5 on WMFO Medford, Touch Freeform Radio. Sorry we're ending a little early today, but we also started a little early. So we're going to go out of here. Go to sleep.
Go out of here.
You should too.
Ciao.
Good night.
See you next week.
Bye.
Took 25 or 30 and put them all on a freight with $1 million reward for me in each and every state. Sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice, and I said, yes, sir, brother sheriff, and that's your wife on the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it. You know, I'm a gangster. I'm a gangster, boy. Down the street. Oh, telling everybody she meets. Well, she walks up to corner, she stops everybody, they wonder she's fine. Yeah, yes, yes, she's fine. She's a fine, pretty thing. I want to love her all the time.
Forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird
well,
away.
Well, girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an
you
ace
walk
now.
Like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
Look like an ace now.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace, now you drive like an ace.
And she'll have
fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird
away.
Well,
101.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Knock, knock.
I hear you knock. Knock three times.
MMO Medford.
I am the one who knocks.